Thousands of Illinois FFA members crowded Springfield for the annual state convention, and reporter Stu Ellis with WCIA News was there on the scene with a scoop on this year's big meetup.
In addition to the bright lights and excitement is a lot of serious business. Trent Shumway, University of Illinois undergraduate recruiter for natural resources and environmental sciences, says it's fertile ground for future students.
State FFA convention is filled with students who are interested in the environment, interested in their communities, interested in the future of agriculture, technology, business. Definitely the best place to come and get some of the brightest students for the next generation. But most of the students here have a very large idea about what they want to do for the future, what they want to provide for the world. And the biggest question we get is, how can the University of Illinois prepare me to do what I want to do?
While some students were looking for colleges, others were competing in the Agri-Science Fair.
My name is Prescott Jekyll, and I'm from the Delvin FFA chapter in Delvin, Illinois.
And what is your project about?
I used different herbicides of auxin-like growth regulators to try and increase soybean yield.
And what did you find out?
I found out that once sprayed at small enough amounts, these herbicides can actually help increase soybean yield, even though they're traditionally used to kill them.
Now, how does that happen?
Well, it's kind of complicated, but it has to do mainly with the fact that they're auxin-like growth regulators, which means they replicate the plant's natural growth hormone auxin, basically causing it to grow itself to death in large enough amounts. However, I was using it in very, very small amounts to where it was almost acting like a growth spurt, causing more nodes to appear on the plant where seeds can then be produced from.
One of the top winners in the Agri-Science Fair, Prescott Jekyll of Delavan. Two others were Molly Smith and Tess Patton from Taylorville FFA. With their project, Are You Smarter Than a Farmer?
So our science fair project is comparing different agriculture education systems from what we have in Taylorville, Illinois, which is considered a rural agriculture education system, and we compared it to the Chicago High School of Agri-Sciences in Chicago, which is considered an urban-level agriculture education system. So we took a trip to Chicago and gave a survey to the students there and gave the same survey to the students at Taylorville, and we're comparing the level of knowledge between the two schools to see how it's different and how the systems differ since they're in such different areas.
And Eric Wilcox of Growmark put FFA students into a sprayer simulator.
And a lot of them don't have experience driving large machinery, let alone any machinery. So we'll get them on here on a Rogator. It's 1100 Model B. And we'll just run through their paces, just driving safe on the road. And then also getting in the field. And then as we get into more experienced FS or Growmark employees, we'll do training with them, and we'll sit back with mentors and go over just the basics.
What's their reaction when after they've sat in the seat and driven and maybe had an oops?
A lot of them are very timid, but we just have to, you know, reinforce to them. We just have to hit escape and start over on here. There's no damage. There's no insurance. There's no injury. If you're really trying, you can hone your skills in pretty good here.
I'm Stu Ellis.